USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials will give an update Tuesday on the status of COVID vaccines for kids under five. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Anthony Fauci will be among those to speak. The update is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Meantime, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the White House is lying about the state changing its decision to order coronavirus vaccines. The governor saying Florida residents can talk to their doctors or pediatricians about getting a vaccine if they want one. Things are quiet in the tropics. The National Hurricane Center in Miami saying no new storms should develop in the Atlantic Basin for the next 5 days. This hurricane season has featured just one named storm, Alex, which formed in early June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The president wrote a letter last week to oil producers urging them to focus on production over profits. Appearing on Fox's America Reports, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks shares what he believes would lower energy costs.
We need to make America energy independent again. We need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
The White House says that oil prices are high across the globe as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Voters in Israel are heading back to the polls.
On Monday, the leaders of Israel's coalition government said they would move to dissolve parliament and call for new elections, sending the country back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to become transitional prime minister during an election period likely to last several months. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Juneteenth marks the date in 1865 that the last enslaved people were told they were free in Galveston, Texas. At the Smithsonian Museum, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Juneteenth is about celebrating the principle of freedom.
Let this be a day that is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom, but to speak about it honestly and accurately, both in the context of history and current application.
President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law in 2021. Although it has only been a federal holiday for a year now, some black communities across the South have marked the occasion for over 100 years. The Russian press secretary says WNBA star Brittany Griner shouldn't have brought an illegal substance into Russia. Dmitry Peskov saying even if Griner was trying to build a bridge by playing professional basketball in Russia, she still violated the law.
It is also a terrible message to bring some forbidden essences and materials to this country while trying to build some bridges.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, he added he wouldn't quite call this a hostage situation because she violated Russian law and is now being prosecuted. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.